Well, it's a sad day in the Wisconsin State Senate. Just spoke to many members of the caucus that are you know, upset and really really don't feel good about what we just had to do out there on the floor. I thought that we were at a point, and the members of the caucus feel the same way, that they didn't leave us any options. I mean, at this point, we need to really start protecting the institution and show that we're serious about that. And certainly, I think, you know, what we just did on the floor a couple minutes ago was a step in that direction. I'm still hopeful that this is the remedy. You know, if this is what it takes to get a Democrat senator back to the chamber, then this is what it takes, and we're going to do that, and we're going to continue to develop a strategy that that makes sure we protect the body. So, any questions?
Well, Democrats say what will have to be done, what they're waiting for, is some sort of negotiation, some sort of concession, some sort of agreement, and that all of these tactics just sort of make them feel stronger in what they're doing.
Yeah, that's about the bill. That's not about the Wisconsin State Senate. This was about the institution. This was about government in Wisconsin. You can't have equal branches of government if one of those branches is hamstrung. And certainly the legislature right now finds itself in that position. If you're unable to function and debate because you've got members that decided that they don't want to participate anymore in democracy, government's not functioning. That's what this was about. This wasn't about the bill. This wasn't about politics. This was about protecting the institution. And that's what's really disappointing, I think, from my perspective and other members of my caucus. Senators that over the years have said they are very much about protecting the state Senate. They were about process. They were about the rules. You know, Senator Risser certainly jumps to mind as somebody who, you know, had always referred to himself as really a defender of the state Senate and the legislature and the institution. And yet, I don't understand why they're so willing to throw all that away, throw everything away, and simply abandon what otherwise is you would think, an institution that they held near and dear to their heart. That's the one part that's really confusing to me about this whole situation.
Senator, you can separate the absence from what led to the absence. I mean, you say it's not about the bill, but they wouldn't be gone if it hadn't been for this collective bargaining thing that they find so egregious in the bill. So,
absolutely, and I hope moving forward that every legislator in that body can make that distinction, because if you can't, then what prevents you from running out on the next bill? What prohibits you from running out on the full budget? What prohibits you from running out on the photo ID piece of legislation? I mean, if there is no rules that are adhered to, and if you can simply leave the state to prohibit the legislative process, then, you know, ultimately, there's no guarantee that you won't do that each and every time something like this comes up. And, you know, I think if you asked one of those Democrat senators right now, you know, would you do this again, their response is going to be no. But this is not just about this legislature. This is about future legislatures that will be installed each and every inauguration from here forward. So, you know, these are the types of drastic actions that I think we find ourselves taking to preserve democracy and government. It's not about the bill. What happened on the floor here today was about the Wisconsin State Senate and government in Wisconsin. And that's what both, I don't care where you are on the bill, if you're a supporter, and I'm talking about the public as well, the public should be outraged by what they're doing to this institution.
Senator, is this maybe the first step in what could be a move to eventually bring that, force them to come back to Illinois? I mean, is this the first step in something longer view here?
Yeah, I think once the senators return, I mean, there's a lot of questions that need to be raised.
If they don't return, is this part of like being able to get extradition? I mean, is this the first step in maybe moving to that in the coming days or weeks?
I'm not willing to say that right now. I mean, like I said, we've tried to be measured in our response. We've had conversations with the minority party, asking them to come back, pleading to their sense of responsibility to return, and there's been no success there, none at all. So, you know, this is a measured response. Once again, we're going to try and remain that way and take it step by step, but this is something that I just could have never envisioned happening on the floor of the Senate or that I would be part of, and it's disappointing. I mean, there are members of my caucus right now that I spoke to that are just, they're just in dismay that this is where we're at right now, and you didn't see this coming in January on Inauguration Day, and we just didn't see this coming. So.
Governor has told various outlets today, though, that he is negotiating with Senate Democrats. So couldn't this hurt those efforts if there is some headway being made there?
Listen, the bill is separate from my ability to protect the institution. And I'm sorry if somehow that has an impact on a negotiation on the bill. I'm still distraught over the idea that somehow this has been used as a procedure, as though it was available to them to shut down a piece of legislation. But the governor should continue to talk. We've got a budget bill that needs to be completed before July. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there is measured steps to make sure that the state Senate and that government is protected. I said it earlier. We're in a constitutional crisis. If that document means nothing to those individual legislators that were elected and represent those districts, then none of this means anything. And that's what's really at stake right now, the ability for us to have a representative government. That's what this question is about. That is what this judge said yesterday. The state Senate needs to be able to make sure that it can have its own members function within that body. That's really what that judge said yesterday, which unfortunately opened the door to having to take, you know, additional steps in this process, and that's what we just did today.
So, going into the evening, what is happening? Are state troopers out? What is what you signed actually doing differently going into the evening tonight and tomorrow?
No, I've talked to the governor's office earlier today to say, you know, we're not sure exactly when or how we're going to notify law enforcement, but you have, I think, the documents that were signed just now on the table. And it's pretty clear. This is a warrant type of order, I guess you'd say. It is an order that has, a better way to describe it, it's an order that has the characteristics of a warrant. And as a result of that, law enforcement across the state, it's not just a state trooper being dispatched like the call of the house. Law enforcement across the state certainly could make an arrest of any state senator that that comes back to Wisconsin. And that's a whole different statewide effort, I think, than what we had going under the call of the House.
To what extent are you confident of the legality and constitutionality of this? Some attorneys say, you know, people, these guys weren't afforded their due process rights, and you couldn't even serve these people because they were out of state, so they haven't been served, and now you found them in contempt, you've issued a warrant. They say that's beyond the laws and beyond the Constitution.
I'm very confident it's legal. Very clear in the statute, very clear it's part of Senate rule. The judge reaffirmed that yesterday in the way he wrote his message. So, no, it's very clear that the state Senate and must have the ability to make sure that it can continue to function by having its members present. I mean, that's what makes up the body. And if there wasn't a remedy for that, then the legislature couldn't function, or any branch of government couldn't function. If the governor abandoned his post, if the Supreme Court had justices walk off on a decision that they were about to make. I mean, none of this, nothing that's going on in this building matters if you don't have the ability to make sure that those that are elected are able and willing to serve.
Senator, can you make it clear what the reach into Illinois would be and what you guys can do, what the reach of law enforcement from Wisconsin is into Illinois to get them back?
No, my understanding is that this does not reach into Illinois. I know there's been a couple of conflicting reports as to bordering counties and that type of thing, but you know, everything that we've looked at in working with Attorney Troupas and others is that this does not go beyond the state line.
So there's no way to, you'd have to get cooperation then from Illinois? How would that work? I mean, if you say it's a warrant, I mean, how would that work if you were to have that kind of reach?
Well, I would assume at some point, you know, there would be a decision made. If in fact these senators are in Illinois, you would have to have some cooperative effort with Illinois law enforcement. We do not have that. We do not have that.
The head of the police union criticized this. Do you feel like it's their jurisdiction, that it's the jurisdiction of law enforcement?
Which police union?
WPPA.
I don't have any opinion on that. I mean, I'm doing what I know I need to do to make the state senate function. So, you know, whether or not somebody in law enforcement thinks that they're supportive or not supportive, you know, I'm not really worried about that. What I'm worried about is doing my job as majority leader and as the majority party to make sure that this state senate functions.
Does this also authorize pages to be sent out again?
Yeah, the sergeant at arms actually. I direct the sergeant at arms to be able to move forward with law enforcement. In conjunction with that, we'll kind of get a response from the governor's office on exactly how they want to do that. And then law enforcement throughout the state. Every sheriff, certainly every municipal police department certainly has jurisdiction now because they've got this order, this warrant that's in their hands.
Senator, you're concerned that they're showing up at their house. Are you going to try to direct police to have a 24-hour surveillance on their house to make sure that they aren't coming back and forth?
No, that's not my goal. I mean, certainly the minority leader is aware of the resolution we passed, and even beyond that, he's well aware of, this is no longer call the house. This is law enforcement 24/7.
But at their house? Why not put it at their house?
Well, I'm not going to make the law enforcement calls on this. That's not my area. I mean, you know, what we're really asking for is that, law enforcement assist us. Like I said earlier, the legislature doesn't necessarily have its own ability to do this. So we're asking for law enforcement's assistance.
Senator,
thank you all very much.